More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There are only a few days left to enter the 12th annual Art and Soul of the Magic Valley Art Festival. Now, this is the largest contest of its type in the entire Pacific Northwest. And the festival is a little bit different from most because any artist from anywhere in the world can enter. Now, while the festival is about art, it's also a great partnership with local businesses in the Magic Valley. Joining us today are Melissa Crane, the executive director of the Magic Valley Arts Council, and Art Hogue, who helped create the festival and is often called the Art and Soul of the Art and Soul Festival. I want to welcome you to the program. So Art, I'm curious, how did Art and Soul get started? Because you patterned it after another festival, didn't you?
Right. I had tried doing an art contest here in Twin a few years back and didn't go well. And then when I heard about the concept of an art prize, which is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I thought that was the perfect venue for, you know, putting on an art contest where any artist can enter anything. But in order to officially be in, they have to have somebody in the community as their sponsor and venue. Hmm. And then the work shows throughout the community for a period of 2 or 3 weeks and allows the public to view the work and vote to choose the winning artist.
So that's how the entire festival works, correct?
Yes, right.
So then give us, can you talk to us about some of the categories when it comes to art at the festival?
Basically, last year, I think we had 16 categories. We have fabric, we have wood, we have oil painting, we have watercolor, we have drawing, we have other, we have sculpture, both large and small sculptures, pottery, you know, just about anything you can think of can be entered into the contest as a art medium.
And are there certain parameters around it when it comes to the categories? Or as you mentioned, is it something like, well, if it's pottery, you can enter it in this category?
Right. And sometimes, you know, it's a toss up when people do something, it might be a mixed media. It might be, you know, with other things. So it's really open to anything you can think of.
And I'm sure you've added categories over the years, right? Over the
right.
12 years.
We've even had multimedia, like video presentations and stuff like that. It could be music. Like I say, it could be any form you want. But once the artist applies, then they have to have somebody in the community to be their host or sponsor and somebody in the community to provide a venue for showing the artwork.
Oh, okay. So You have people, as you mentioned, enter from all over the world. So where do people come from who enter into the contest?
We had entry 1 year from Africa. We've had from England. We've had all over the United States. People have entered into the contest.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about, you know, a sponsor, and you mentioned that, you know, if you come from out of Idaho, you know, you have to have a sponsor. They have to provide a venue. So then are the venues all over the Magic Valley? I mean, I'm trying to figure out like how you would, you know, get to go and view all of this.
Right now, all the venues are in Twin Falls.
Oh, so that makes it nice.
Right. So basically the event is taking place here in Twin Falls. We kind of a dream of the future is it could be throughout the Magic Valley, but right now it's just within Twin Falls.
Mm. Melissa, I want to bring you into the conversation now, you being the executive director of the Magic Valley Arts Council. What's it like to have an art festival like this?
Well, it is really exciting. We are so lucky to be able to showcase artists from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. We have an artist entered this year from Mongolia. She she's in Idaho through an agreement with the Genghis Khan exhibition at the Museum of Idaho, and an incredible artist. So it's so exciting, not only for the people who put it on, but for all of the people that get to enjoy it. One of my favorite things to hear is after the contest is over, so many people will come and call and contact us and say how much they miss seeing all the art displayed. And I love hearing that. And I love to say, right? Because it reminds you how much you truly love art and how you need it in your life.
Oh gosh, isn't that the case? And we should mention, Courtney, the festival actually doesn't even happen until June and July, but the deadline for artists to enter is coming up. So how do they do that?
So artists can go online to magicvalleyhasart.com and register online.
Okay, and that's the easiest way for them to do that. And I called you Courtney, and I apologize because I know your name is Melissa.
That's okay.
So my apologies for that.
No problem.
And
clearly, I'll answer to anything, right?
Okay, yeah, right. You just have to in these days, I think. So very quickly, then, Melissa, before we wrap up, then the festival itself is in June and July, and people can come to Twin Falls, come to the Magic Valley, and see all of these entries from all over the world.
Yes. So it is designed so well. Bonnie and Art, when they thought this out, did such a great job. You can stop anywhere you see a yellow sign and pick up a walking sheet, and you can begin the tour, or you can stop by the Magic Valley Arts Council, get registered to vote, get a walking sheet there, and go on out. You can vote for your favorite 20 artists. That's how the prize money is figured out. And voting's free. Anyone can vote as long as they have an ID. They're 16 years or older, and they are in this area in Twin Falls during the contest dates, which are June 10th through July 2nd.
Well, I just love it. Thank you both for coming on the program today. We've been talking with Melissa Crane and Art Hoag about the upcoming Magic Valley Art Festival. Tomorrow on Idaho Matters, we will be taking a look at the FDA's new recommendation for a second booster shot for anyone over the age of 50 and older. So if you have questions for our Doctor's Roundtable, get it to us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.